John Farney, and you live in which?
I live in Urbana.
Okay, and your age?
I am 34.
Okay, and you've run for office before.
I was a candidate for Champaign County Board in 2006.
Okay. Have you served as a committeeman or anything like that?
I've been a precinct committeeman in Cunningham Township since 2006. Okay. I had to think back then, yeah.
And so you are one now?
I am. Okay. I am a precinct committeeman right now, and I'll continue in that job. But I'm just a run-of-the-mill worker bee as far as that goes.
Why run for auditor?
Well, you know, it's a position that has interested me, especially as I already work in county government, and I see the interactions that that office has with the other offices here in the county building. And quite frankly, right now I see areas that I feel I could improve upon in that office, little things that might not be getting done, and just a general communications-wise with county offices. The auditor's office is somewhat non-existent as far as it goes. It's really an internal position. You know, they're really the ones that are looking at the books and looking at county functions in general from the inside. And so I think it's important that that I can bring to that office improvements, find some efficiencies, and really make sure that the taxpayers of Champaign County are getting their bang for the buck with that office.
Do you bring any particular background or training to the job?
Sure. The position of the elected county auditor is really the overseer of that office. And what I bring as kind of a unique talent is my background was in the newspaper industry. I was a newspaper reporter. I'm used to going and questioning the way things have always been done, going through and finding those details that might be something that just is not getting caught, might be getting missed. And it might not be some big earth-shattering thing, but those are all the efficiencies that we need to find in today's tough times. We need to have someone that's asking the questions and saying, well, why do we do this way, and could we improve?
Were you at the News Gazette?
I worked for the County Star newspaper, which is in Tolono, which is owned by the News Gazette. Yeah, okay. I was with them for 8 years.
Okay. And this, there's been a lot of controversy over the current auditor, and with that, the referendum that was held last year. Did you support the referendum? Did you support the idea of eliminating auditor as an elected office at the time?
I did not, and I spoke out against it publicly. I've always thought that the auditor's office should be an independently elected position, someone that can report to the taxpayers and the voters of this county, someone that does not have to worry about their job when dealing with the county board or other elected officials, someone who is an equal when it comes time to having the tough discussions that we need to have in county government.
But it sounds like, and I've certainly heard it said before, that a financial, you know, our accounting background is not necessary to be the auditor.
Correct.
You're saying that's something that the staff can do, so the auditor's role, him or herself, is a little different.
Absolutely, it's a little different. The auditor's office is required to have on staff, whether or not the auditor is a CPA, you have to hire a CPA. So it wouldn't, the top person, the person with the name on the letterhead, does not have to be the CPA, but you're going to have to hire one regardless. I think that it's a good thing for someone who's in my position, my background in county government, to come in and say, I've seen these things happen, and this is an area that I can work with, while the CPA can deal with the professional CPA type of issues that will come before the office. And then combining those two, we're going to get the best of both worlds.
You were talking about, you know, this is an office that works with other parts of government, so it's in a way, it's sort of internal work. How do you make that visible to the voters so they can make some judgment on it?
Sure. One of the first things I plan on doing when I'm elected county auditor is having the county's checkbook online in real time in an easily searchable format so you can find out where your tax dollars are being spent. Let's just use for an example, you want to know who's getting construction contracts, and you type in the name of a contractor, and it shows that we've paid invoices to John Doe Construction Company of this amount. You can find that out right away. I plan on having that done almost immediately. That's one way that the outside, the public, can interact with the auditor's office. I also plan on really publicizing things that we're doing here in county government. I plan on having a web page that's separate from the county's homepage, something that I can have access to and keep up to date as often as need to, make sure that we have press releases and we let folks know what the county auditor's office is doing to help ensure that Champaign County is getting the best value for the tax dollar.
Does party affiliation matter a great deal in the auditor's post?
I don't think it does. I think that the position needs to be one where whether you're dealing with Republican or Democrat elected officials, you're all on equal footing. I think that's a very important thing. You all bring different beliefs to the table, but at the end of the day, you really need to make sure that we're doing what's right for county government. And whether there's a Republican philosophy or a Democrat philosophy, when it comes to auditing, we're looking at the facts. And the facts don't know a partisan affiliation.
You said you thought you saw areas in the office that could be improved. Do you think, whatever his phone or email trail has been, that Tony Fabbri has been an effective or ineffective auditor?
Well, I know that there's very little communication that comes out of the auditor's office. Whether that's because Mr. Fabbri is in the office every day or not, I can't give you that answer. That's something he has to answer for. I do know that other county offices, when they need information from the auditor's office, they have to go to the chief deputy. They can't go to the elected official. And the chief deputy ultimately is making those decisions, the decisions that an elected official should be making. That's something that needs to be changed. I believe that we need to have an open line of communication, especially with the county administrator. I know for a fact right now that is not happening between the auditor's office and the administrator's office. This is a high-level position, almost a comptroller of a large business would be, and they're not talking with the administration, the CEO of the company. I just can't imagine how that can continue to happen, and you can ask around, and that's what's really happening, so we need to change that. Do I think me being here actually physically in the building to talk to Deb Busey is going to help? Absolutely. I'm willing to roll up my sleeves and go out, and if I have to go and inventory trucks or something myself because it needs to be done, that's what you have to do. And at the end of the day, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be the hardest working auditor this county's ever seen because it's the right thing to do.
When was the last time there was a Republican auditor?
I believe it was the late 1970s when Laurel Prussing was elected. She defeated a man named Don Harry, who had been the auditor since I think the office was created in the late 50s.
Now that's curious because Republicans have certainly done well in other county offices. Mm-hmm. What happened in the auditor's race?
Well, quite frankly, Laurel Prussing did her job. And I know a lot of Republicans might be mad with me for saying that, but she did. I was a young person while she was auditor, but I remember if you wanted to see Republicans on the county board pulling their hair out and red-faced, it was because Laurel Prussing was questioning the way they did things. And that's what we need in the auditor's office, somebody that's willing to go out and ask those questions and make people defend the way they're spending the taxpayers' money. So, I mean, Laurel Prussing did that for several years. Jerry Parr did that for a while as well. Since then, the office has certainly become more of a political office where people have looked to move on to higher office or do other things.
Both with Fabbri and Mike Frerix as well.
It would appear that way.
Okay. So you're saying there might be more hair torn out. I mean, not necessarily, but you would be a more visible and active auditor.
Absolutely. I don't believe in gotcha, going out and saying, oh, I gotcha. That's right now it seems like when we do get something out of the auditor's office, it seems to be kind of a, I'd like to say it's somewhat like a surprise attack. You know, oh, all of a sudden we found this and let's send out a press release and get the news media. That's not the way to do it. We need to have a nice, steady, hey, we've seen these things. Let's work on improving it. Good principle says we're supposed to do it this way. You're doing it that way. Let's see if we can't improve those things and not just make a media show out of it, which is what happens right now. And I think that's something I can bring to the office.
Are you out circulating petitions now?
Absolutely. We've had the petitions out since September 6th, and I know we have more than enough signatures already to be on the ballot. I'm running on the Republican ticket along with the county clerk, Gordy Holton, the county recorder, Barb Frasca, and the county coroner, Dwayne Northrup. The four of us have a combined petition, and we're having great response.
There aren't any other Republican hopefuls that you know of?
There's going to be a circuit clerk race. Linda Frank and Stephanie Holderfield are the candidates that are running in that, so there will be a primary in March, and I'm unaware of any state's attorney candidates at this time.
Okay.